And so Rosh Hashanah begins tonight at sundown. And with Rosh Hashanah begins the high holy days of the Jewish tradition. And so with Rosh Hashanah, it actually represents on the Jewish calendar the turn of the year. And so with that turn of the year and with Rosh Hashanah begins what are called the days of awe. And the days of awe are a 10-day period of time where people of the Jewish faith do inner house cleaning. That means that they take time to do a personal inventory, and then clean up the things that need to be cleaned up in their interpersonal relationships and what has gone on this year with other people. They correct their mistakes and right their wrongs during this 10-day period. It's about taking responsibility for our actions and for our missteps and our shortcomings and our sins. And if you don't know, the word sin actually is an archer's term there. That is where it comes from, and it means to miss the mark. So the places where we have missed the mark and not lived up to what we can really live up to and who we can really be. So it's a time of making amends. It is a time of asking forgiveness from those people that you have harmed and giving forgiveness in return. It's a time of mending old hurts, because as we mend those old hurts and right those wrongs and clean up the things that we have done this year, right those wrongs, what happens then is we get to enter the new year with a clean slate. We get to enter the new year open to the blessings of the new year, open to the blessings that God has in store for us. And so it's a time of making amends and of righting wrongs. And so I looked up the word amends, and one of the definitions for amends says to grow or become better by reforming oneself, by reforming oneself. It means to grow past. So to make amends and to make things right allows us and enables us to move past our mistakes and then to leave them behind and not drag them with us. Do you ever find yourself dragging those things with you, the mistakes that you've made, the things that you said that hurt someone's feelings, the thing that you didn't do that you said you would do? We drag those with us. So it allows us to move past those mistakes so that we can go back to and return to ourselves and be our best selves in this world. It enables us to experience our own goodness again. It allows us to bring that best self into this world and to be our true selves. So the days of awe, that 10-day period, are a time of personal reflection, of spiritual meditation and looking within. It's a time of a reaching out to loved ones and to righting wrongs. Because what happens at the end of that 10-day period of the days of awe, Yom Kippur happens. And on Yom Kippur is a day that is believed that God seals our fate for the coming year. And so you clean up anything that needed to be cleaned up so your fate is sealed for the next year to have a prosperous and a full and a rich year upcoming. And so the title of my talk today is Fall House Cleaning. And today we are looking at the ideas of how those days of awe can be implemented in our own lives and how that idea applies to us as metaphysicians. Because in the science of mind, it teaches that we have never been judged by God. In fact, one of the core concepts of the science of mind says, in the eternal now, there can be no place for divine anger, unforgiveness, or punishment. If we perceive a need for forgiveness, this is a human condition. Human forgiveness is the process that frees us to live in the eternal now. It frees us so that we can be open to the gifts that are in store for us. In the Science of Mind textbook, it says, no one judges us but ourselves. No one gives to us but ourselves, and no one robs us but ourselves. We need not fear God or the devil. There is no devil, and God is love. And so I'm talking today then about really how we block ourselves from experiencing that presence of that infinite one. How we block ourselves from the good, from the peace, from the joy, from the love, from experiencing our own wholeness, from living with a sense of ease, when we judge ourselves and when we hold ourselves in unforgiveness. And so then from this perspective of the science of mind, the problem then is really self-judgment. The problem really is then the places that we hold ourselves in unforgiveness. It's the self-condemnation that we hold for the big things that we've done and all those little things that we've done. All those places where we could have done better and we're judging ourselves because of that. All those little things that build up over the entire year. And so if you think about it, in the Jewish tradition, this is done every single year. That means you don't have to carry all that stuff around that you're carrying around years later about what you did. You get to clean it up every single year and start with a clean slate. How refreshing is that? Some of those small things that you did, like when you snapped at that girl that was running the cash register, or when you didn't let that person in the lane when you were driving on the freeway because you were in a hurry and therefore you acted in a way that was self-centered. For that time when you didn't follow through and say what you said and do what you said you were going to do. Or the time when you were careless and you forgot someone's birthday who's really important to you. Or the time when you were careless and you said something that insulted someone and hurt their feelings. Or the time you didn't pay back that loan that you said you would, and you were acting out of integrity. What I really encourage you to do is take responsibility and clean those things up as they happen. Then you don't have to take this time to look back and let go of those things. You know, that has absolutely been part of my spiritual path, is taking responsibility for my actions. And I do things today that I never would have done before I walked this path. I cannot tell you how many times I have apologized to someone for being short with them who's running the store or something. How many times I take care of and say what needs to be said. I apologize for doing that. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, or whatever it is that needs to be said. And I know last year I went out for lunch and I pulled into a parking lot that I go to all the time, and the spaces are really small, and I scratched the lady's car next to me as I pulled in. And I really would have liked to have just left and not done anything about it. But I couldn't. So what I did is I went and looked for her in some of the stores that were in that shopping center, and I couldn't find her. So I wrote a note and I put it on her car. And she called me back later and said, "Thank you so much for leaving a note." She must have thanked me 3 times on the phone. And she even said, "People don't do that these days." But you know what? I didn't do it for her, I did it for me. Because I would have been carrying around that self-judgment that I shouldn't have done that, and I should have taken responsibility for what I did. And she actually told me, "You know what, the scratch isn't a big deal, it's really not bad, and it's a work car, and I'll turn it in that I got scratched, and you don't have to worry about fixing it." How lovely is that? But I still did it for me, not for her. And so all of those little things that we do, they cause us angst. They cause us to not sleep well at night. They cause us to eat too many cookies when we're not even hungry. They cause us to grind our teeth when we're sleeping. And you know what else they do? They cause us to separate ourselves from our own divine nature. They cause us to separate ourselves from that presence of love that is the presence of God, because we don't think we deserve it when we're in judgment like that. We don't think we measure up. So we separate ourselves in our own thinking, in our own minds. Now I've lost where I am because I started talking off track. Okay, here we are. What happens too is when we are in judgment like that, is we don't match up with that divine presence that is love vibrationally. We don't measure up with that principle of good and with peace. It's kind of like if you take two magnets and you put those poles and they keep pushing off of each other. We can't match up vibrationally when we're holding ourselves in that judgment. And so in the science of mind, one of the teachings is that all possibilities are available right now in this moment. But the thing is, we have to be available to those possibilities. And when we're in judgment, in self-judgment, we aren't available to those. When we're in unforgiveness for ourselves, we aren't available to that good. We aren't available to peace or to joy or to serenity or to love. And I know every single one of us, what we really want is we want to be able to live in peace. We want to be able to live with that serenity. We want to be able to live in that experience of our own wholeness and our own enoughness and our own goodness. That's really where we want to live, much more than wanting to get off the hook for something that we did. We want to live in alignment with our own spirit. And so there are two things that are required in order to do that. And one is to forgive ourselves, and the other one is to make our wrongs right, to make amends, to atone for what we've done. In Judaism, the teachings are that you have to make amends with your fellow human beings before you can come to God. And so when I looked up the word atone, it says to restore to good condition, to bring into unity or harmony, to bring ourselves into unity or harmony with our own spirits. So we make amends and we make reparations and we right our wrongs so that we can be restored to the harmony of our own beingness in harmony with ourselves. And in Matthew 5:23-24, it says, if you are presenting your gift at the altar and the guitar falls over, if you are presenting your gift at the altar and remember there that your brother has something against you, leave your gift before the altar and first go and be reconciled with your brother. Then come offer your gift. Why? Why is that? It's because it's so much easier to forgive ourselves after we've taken responsibility. It's so much easier to forgive ourselves after we've cleaned up whatever it is that needs to be cleaned up. It's so much easier to be gentle with ourselves when we've done what is the right thing to do. And so amends means saying you're sorry. It includes saying you're sorry, but that's not all that it means. It means taking responsibility and doing what you need to do to restore that relationship or what needs to be done, to clean it up. It might mean sending that birthday card, even though it's 6 months after that friend's birthday. It might mean paying back that loan, even though you can only pay it back $10 at a time. It might mean letting the next person into your lane on the freeway and being really conscious of that. When I was in junior high school, I was I was a rotten teenager, but let's just say I was acting out. And one day, we went with my boyfriend at the time and some friends over to the junior high school and did vandalism at the school and broke some windows. And I have forgiven myself so many times for that to realize that I'd still been carrying it around. And it wasn't until a year or so ago when I was doing this work, I think I was talking about Yom Kippur, that I realized I needed to actually make it right. And so what I did is I went online and I made a $1,000 donation to Long Beach Unified School District. And then I went to See's Candy and bought a box of See's Candy and took it to the middle school near my house and went in and gave it to the vice principal and told her, I know how rotten these middle schoolers can be. I was a rotten middle schooler, and I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciate the hard work that you are doing and the job that you are doing. She actually got tears in her eyes and said, you have no idea how much this means today. And you know what? I was able to totally let myself off the hook. I do not carry that guilt with me that I probably carried for 25 years or so, maybe even longer than that. But it's making it right. Then we get to really forgive ourselves for whatever it was that we did. And so what happens is when we make amends, we do it from a place of love. We do it from a place of our own wholeness. We don't do it from a place of guilt. We do it from a place of gratitude that we're where we are today and we can make a different choice. We do it from our own wholeness. What happens then is we return ourself with a small s to ourself with a big S. We come home to ourselves. We come home to the presence of love, and we come home to peace, and we come home to our own wholeness. It's kind of like the prodigal son. We are the ones who have gone off to the far country. The Father, the allness of the presence of God, has always been there, simply awaiting our return. And so on your insert today, I invite you to take it out. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. And if you need a pen, Barbara is happy to hand you a pen. So raise your hand. And so I invite you to close your eyes for a second. And this is not something you're going to have to share. And so I invite you to ask yourself, is there an area or a situation in my life where I have not yet forgiven myself? Is there something in my life for which I have not yet forgiven myself? And you don't have to write that down. Just hold that in mind. Does everyone have one? And so now what I want you to do is to ask that wisdom, the wisdom of your own beingness, the wisdom that is none other than the God of your own being, your own spirit. What is it that I need to do in order to be complete with this? What is it that I need to do in order to be complete with this? What is it that I need to do in order to forgive myself? What do I need to do? What must I do in order to forgive myself? What must I do in order to be free? What do I need to do in order to be free? And able to move forward and bring my wholeness into this world. And go ahead and write that answer down or those answers down. And so doing that will allow you to be free. Does anybody need more time? And so one other thing that I wanted to share with you is on the day of Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, after we've cleaned up the things that need to be cleaned up, most of the Jewish people spend most of the day at the temple. And one of the things that they do, or some of the things that they do, is they say prayers out loud together. And I went to a Yom Kippur service one time, and part of what was done is they listed their sins on the paper, was from A to Z, with the expectation that you would fill something out for almost every line. What that says to me is that we are not alone in making mistakes. That actually making mistakes is part of the human condition and just part of being a human being. So it's recognizing that we're not alone in making our mistakes. And when we recognize that it's part of being human, it enables us to let ourselves off the hook just a little bit. It allows ourselves to have compassion for ourselves as human beings and to realize that we aren't bad people because we've made mistakes. We are simply human because we've made mistakes. And so my invitation to you is to use these 10 days ahead of you to do that personal inventory, to clean up what needs to be cleaned up, to say what needs to be said, to make things right, to look within and figure out, where am I still holding resentments towards myself? What just doesn't feel clean inside of me? To reach out and to make amends, to have compassion for yourself and to forgive yourself. Because you know what? You have grown because of that mistake you made. You've grown because you wouldn't do it again. And in that making amends and in that making it right, you will have grown again and you will feel free. And so that's the result, is you feel free. And you are free then to bring the fullness of your most beautiful self into this world, because there will be nothing blocking it. And so blessings to you on this Rosh Hashanah that begins tonight, and these 10 days of awe, and in doing this fall inner housekeeping. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so we take our attention from this material world and allow us ourselves simply to focus on this omnipresence of spirit, this one power and this one presence and this one beingness that fills this room, that walks with us and leads us and guides us and is constantly and endlessly whispering in our ear of what is the right thing for us to do, that nudging and that pulling of our own conscience is none other than that presence of God, the presence of our own spirit. And so today we heed that call from within ourselves, that call of wholeness and the call of love, the call of our own goodness, the call of peace. We heed that call and do whatever it is that we're being called to do to allow ourselves to be free. And I recognize that we are absolutely supported by the entirety of God in making amends and in cleaning up what needs to be cleaned up. For then we come into this world as an even greater light. For this little light of mine, I let it shine. And so we shine our light out into our world and out into our homes and out into our relationships and our places of work and our country and this world. For we have come here to be a blessing to this world. And today we are supported in that. And so I recognize that the path is open and smooth and easy, that we have the strength and the fortitude and the wisdom to do whatever it is that we need to do, and that we are blessed in the midst of all of this. And so I release this prayer with absolute gratitude for this path, with absolute gratitude for this realization, with absolute gratitude for living this life in God. And I release this prayer in gratitude, and I let it be. And I invite you with me to join me in saying, and so it is.